This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois crop report was released yesterday. According to the report, row crop harvest and winter wheat planting are nearly complete across the state. Most of the state received over an inch of rain last week, improving pasture conditions and soil moisture supplies. Statewide, precipitation averaged 1.4 inches, 0.65 inches above normal. The average temperature was 49.1 degrees, 2.6 degrees below normal. There were 4.2 days suitable for field work for the week ending November 1st. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 6% very short, 32% short, 57% adequate, and 5% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 8% very short, 35% short, 53% adequate, and 4% surplus. Corn harvest was 96% complete, 22 percentage points ahead of last year at this time. Soybean harvest was also 96% complete compared to the five-year average of 91%. Winter wheat planted reached 89% compared to the five-year average of 87%. Winter wheat emerged reached 69%, 36 percentage points ahead of last year at this time. Winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 9% poor, 32% fair, 50% good, and 8% excellent. The Illinois Pork Producers Association has a series of roundtable meetings scheduled for this month. Director of Communications for the association, Morgan Booth, has more.
We are having our five annual roundtable meetings, and we've actually got one coming up this Sunday, November 8th, there in Belleville, which isn't too terribly far. Things we'll cover are annual meeting updates and resolution requests, which are generally covered at all of the meetings. But the main focus of these meetings is going to be the common industry audits and the upcoming veterinary feed directives, which are two big issues coming up in the industry.
Anyone who has an interest in the pork industry is invited to attend these meetings.
You do not need to be a member. They are open to anybody in the industry, producers, industry friends, if you have an interest in it at all. So anybody is welcome to come to any of the five meetings.
The meeting closest to the WSMI listening area will be in Belleville this Sunday.
It is taking place on this Sunday, November 8th, and it will be from 4 to 6 p.m. over at Eckert's in Belleville. They've got a nice little meeting room for us to use. We need RSVPs into that by 4:30 today on Tuesday. We will provide a free meal there, so we want to make sure we've got enough food for everybody.
Attendees may RSVP by contacting the Illinois Pork Producers Association by phone or by visiting their website.
You can call the office at 217-529-3100, or you can go and register on our website, which is ilpork.com as well.
Once again, that was Director of Communications for the Illinois Pork Producers Association, Morgan Booth. The roundtable meeting is scheduled for this Sunday, November 8th, at Eckert's in Belleville. The Illinois State Water Survey is hosting a free webinar tomorrow, Wednesday, November 4th, at 1 p.m. for well owners. This free class will help homeowners understand the basics of well care, as well as how to determine whether their water is safe to drink. Participants will learn maintenance best practices and receive answers to common questions. There will be an opportunity to submit questions in advance, as well as live during the webinar. The presenter will be Steve Wilson, who has been at the Illinois State Water Survey since 1983. Most of his research has been related to groundwater quantity and quality issues in the sand and gravel aquifers of Illinois. The webinar can be found online at www.privatewellclass.org, and again, that's taking place tomorrow at 1 p.m. The Senate will vote today on whether to block an expected filibuster against legislation to repeal the Environmental Protection Agency's controversial Waters of the U.S. rule. However, the measure faces long odds. The Senate will need 60 votes to halt a filibuster of the Federal Water Quality Protection Act and a simple 51-vote majority later to pass a joint resolution of disapproval if the first measure fails. WOTUS is on hold in the courts, but either of the two measures to undo EPA's expansions of its waters jurisdiction, faces a presidential veto that would take a two-thirds majority of both chambers to override. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish says,
"It's not going to be an easy path to getting either of these two bills into law, but we're going to do what we can. I mean, our members are, you know, have very high expectations, and, you know, they understand the problems that these rules create for them, and we're going to do what we can to try to get them policy in place that provides some relief."
Some federal courts have already ruled against WOTUS.
It is still stayed, and, you know, what's important is that for anybody to vote to retain these two rules, we now have two courts, one at the district level, one at the circuit court level, that says these rules are likely illegal. And why Congress would choose to uphold a rule, or the president would choose to uphold a rule that the courts have already said are likely illegal, is beyond me.
And Parrish is hoping that registers in the minds of Democrats whose votes Farm Bureau needs.
It creates a level of question in their mind that this agency did what they should have done, or it has not done what they should have done, and we hope that it does. We hope that there's more than 60 votes out there that says, you know, EPA, you messed up. You got to start over again.
The EPA regulation that took effect on August 28th and that was recently halted by the courts broadened EPA jurisdiction to include upstream and intermittent waters and adjacent lands. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.